Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ukraine said it had launched, quote, offensive actions on the front line and had success near Bakhmut, a town in the country's east. The strikes appear to mark the beginning of Ukraine's much-anticipated counter-offensive. Earlier, Russia said it had thwarted a, quote, large-scale Ukrainian attack and killed 250 Ukrainian troops. According to Russia's defense ministry, the incursions originated from five different points along the front line in Donetsk, an eastern region. Mike Pence filed paperwork to enter America's presidential race before his formal campaign launched on Wednesday. He was a loyal lieutenant to Donald Trump as vice president, but split from his former boss after the Capitol insurrection, when rioters chanted, quote, hang Mike Pence, over his refusal to overturn the 2020 election. About 5% of Republicans say they will vote for him. America's Securities and Exchange Commission charged Binance and its founder, Changpeng Zhao, with violating multiple laws. The world's largest crypto exchange misled investors about its trading controls, according to the regulator, while secretly deploying customer assets to another entity owned by Mr. Zhao. The activity amounted to an, quote, extensive web of deception, said the SEC. Binance denied the charges. The European Court of Justice ruled that the Polish government's reforms to the country's judiciary in 2019 violated EU laws. The ECJ upheld the European Commission's judgment that the changes, which give politicians ultimate control over appointing and dismissing judges, mean the Polish Supreme Court is no longer independent or impartial. The EU has so far fined the country €500 million, $536 million, over the dispute. IATA, a trade association for airlines, forecasts that the aviation industry will make $9.8 billion in profits this year, from $803 billion in revenues. In 2022, the sector lost $3.6 billion, but Willie Walsh, IATA's boss, said that carriers' profit margins remained, quote, wafer thin, despite the recovery. Airlines are expected to carry 4.4 billion passengers in 2023, 4% less than before the pandemic. Delfina Gomez, a former education minister of Mexico's ruling party, Morena, is set to win the governorship of the country's most populous state, with around 52% of the votes. Her victory ends almost 100 years of dominance by the opposition Institutional Revolutionary Party in the state of Mexico, which surrounds the capital city. The victory gives Morena momentum before next year's presidential election. Robert Hansen, a former FBI agent convicted of spying for the Soviet Union and later Russia, died in prison, aged 79, in Colorado. Between 1985 and his capture in 2001, he compromised, quote, numerous human sources and highly classified national security information, according to American authorities. Over the course of years, he was paid $1.4 million in cash and diamonds for trading secrets. And figure of the day, 42%. Coal's share of energy-related carbon emissions in 2022. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.